When Jessica Freese was in art school, she kept hearing a strange phrase, hairy arms. It's one that's followed her throughout her career in graphic design. And Freese told me that, yes, that term, hairy arms, is an important piece of trade lingo in the commercial art world. We've been asking listeners to send us unusual words and phrases that people outside their line of work might not know. Jessica Freese learned this lingo while at Ringling College of Art and Design in Sarasota, Florida. It was her illustration professor who told her the story, and it was tied to a celebrated animation company with a strong presence in that state, Disney.
So the story goes that probably a long while ago, probably the 30s or 40s, they had lead animators, but they also had creative directors. And when the lead animators would make concept designs, meaning like character development, they'd be so proud of these characters, and they would go to their art directors, and their art directors would change something constantly, even though they thought it was their best work. So what they realized after working with these art directors, that what they hated the most was anything added to the character, especially hair on the arms, because this is, you know, 30s and 40s. Things had to look very slick. So what they did was, to distract the art directors from making other changes, they would automatically put hair on the arms of each character.
Oh, they would add extra hair.
Right. They would add extra. Well, they would add hair. They didn't want hair at all, apparently. Yeah. And then they would bring it into the big meeting with all the head honchos. And those guys would say, oh, well, you got to get rid of the hair on the arms. And they would kind of be distracted from all the other things they had added to the character. So that's where the term comes from. It's basically something you add to a design that you know you may not even want there, but is a distraction from your client or creative director.
It's to divert their attention so that they'll focus on that and let you get away with everything
else. Exactly, exactly. And it's funny I'm saying this, but yeah, it happens. Everybody does it. Like, for example, I worked with 10 years ago. I worked, we did these logos for a famous musician. And they had a lot of people working for them and a lot of voices. And after working with them for a couple weeks, we realized that they hated the color blue. So if we showed them three logos, we would show the ones we loved, and then we'd do one that they wanted, but we'd put it in the color blue.
This is one you didn't like, right?
Right. And then they would pick the ones we liked. And it's it's kind of messing with people's psyches, but
I look at it as a helpful technique.
It's kind of a decoy.
It is a decoy. And it, I mean, hairy arms is literally a decoy. I mean, you're covering up what the character looks like. So they want to see through that. And then they got what they want. I don't think Snow White had hairy arms. I'm not quite sure.
Have you ever been found out in doing this? Like somebody gets wise to your tricks and says,
you know,
I
what?
Know what you're doing.
I've never
here.
Been found out by the client, but I've definitely like had like a coworker or an art director be like, oh, I saw what you did there kind of thing. So maybe it's because we're more hip to it. But no, I've actually never been found out, which now I'm kind of ruining it by going here. But
kinda, yeah. Your secret is out. Well, Jessica, it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Jessica Freese of Boston telling us about her bit of trade lingo, hairy arms.